This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1180, Band 9 Idioms for Escaping Attention.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today's idioms are extremely useful for a variety of different IELTS speaking questions, from friends to neighbors to parties, work, and technology. How can three phrases apply to so many IELTS topics? Listen and find out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Excellent. I have a question for you, Jessica.
Oh, yay. What?
I know when you're at a party, I imagine you kind of being the center of attention, right? But my question is, does it bother you if anybody isn't? If someone's at a party and they're really keeping to themselves, does that like, do you feel uncomfortable with that? Or are you kind of like, eh, to each their own?
It doesn't make me uncomfortable because I have been that person.
Oh, you know? Really?
In some circles, mm-hmm. I could feel kind of awkward if I don't know anybody, if I don't speak the language, right? Like I have totally been in situations where I have been the wallflower, surprisingly enough. So what ends up happening is like, I want to talk to those people that I think are uncomfortable. I always want to like zero in and ask
seek
them,
out.
Ask them a bunch of questions and like get them talking and stuff. What about you? Like, you definitely are not a wallflower, right?
No, I'm the same, but there have been, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, there have been times like when I was in Europe and my French wasn't that good yet, where I would kind of stick to the wall and hope no one would talk to me because I wasn't confident, yeah. Right? But I'm the same at the average party. If I see someone off to themselves kind of quiet, I will like draw them in, go ask about themselves, like, come have fun with us.
Totally. I know. This is like some sort of natural caregiver,
totally.
Nurturing. I don't know what it is.
Inclusive. But we're just inclusive.
I want
everyone to be having fun.
Everyone. I want to just come here. Come here. It's okay.
This is going to be really fun, though, guys. Today, we're talking about vocabulary for describing someone who is a bit more of a wallflower, someone who's trying to escape attention, right? And we talked about this recently, not real recently, but in episode 964, we talked about introverts, someone who isn't really social or extroverted, and we shared that vocab wallflower. So definitely check that one out if you missed it. We're going to give more great vocab today to describe someone. You may have to describe someone on part two who is less extroverted.
Yeah. And as Aubrey and I were planning this episode, I actually thought of a lot of different applications for this vocab on the test. So describing people that are literally like the things we're saying, right? Maybe shyer, maybe yourself, maybe someone you know. But also talking about parties and celebrations, which you could be asked about these things in speaking part one, like birthday parties. Speaking part two, describe a celebration, a party, an event. Speaking part three, cultural questions about national celebrations, personal celebrations, right? So very applicable there. Also, asking questions about your family, about relationships you have, and socializing in general. So I think there are a surprising number of IELTS topics that today's idioms will be great for.
Yes, right? If you ever have to compare adults and children or teenagers or yourself as a child or an adult, there's a good chance that you're either more or less introverted now or then, and this would be perfect vocab to describe that.
That is so true. Oh my gosh. Yeah, like changes from the past until now, definitely. Because I think you and I could probably both say we were different in high school than we are now, right?
For like, sure.
I hope everyone can say that.
I know, right? I hope if you have to describe yourself when you were younger that you can talk about how you've improved.
Exactly. Totally. Totally. Yeah. I hope there's not a decline, you know? Right. I hope it's all an upward trend. All right. So let's get to the vocab, Aubrey. So the first phrase, to make myself scarce. Guys, this sounds so impressive. It's a long phrase to remember, to make myself scarce, but that word scarce is such a high-level vocabulary word. It means rare, is difficult to find, scarce. So Aubrey, what does that phrase mean?
Yeah, it means you don't want to be noticed. So for example, if you have a roommate who's studying for an exam, you might say, okay, I'm going to make myself scarce so that I don't bother you. It means you're going to, you know, go in the other room, hide in the shadows. You're not going to be chatting with them or being noisy. You're just trying to make yourself as unnoticeable as possible.
Yes, that's a perfect definition. Make yourself unnoticeable. Perfect. So like work situations, right? Maybe someone says, what do you not like about your job? Someone, I mean the examiner.
Right.
Just a random person on the street stops you. What do you not like about your job? No. So this is totally an IELTS question, right? You could say, well, I don't like it when my boss gets really angry, which he sometimes does. I know if he's in a mood, then honestly, I'll just make myself scarce and go hide in the bathroom or the break room or go out, take an early lunch.
Yes. And you can totally say this about other people too, right?
Yeah,
if your coworkers have a tendency to chat with you a lot and distract you, then you might want to say something like, oh, it's really hard to get anything done. I wish they would just make themselves scarce sometimes.
I love it. I love it. Oh, so useful. Okay. So the next phrase, keep to myself. That just means like you're only concerned with yourself. You are not focused on other people. You are just staying quiet. You're not getting involved in anything else. So I think this is best used when talking about, like if other people have problems or drama or like friends are fighting or family is fighting with each other, you're like, I just keep to myself. I don't want to get involved.
Yes, right. This is a very good way to describe someone who would never gossip about someone or try to keep drama. You know, they keep to themselves. This is a good way to describe a neighbor who isn't really coming out to talk to you a lot.
Yes.
You just say, oh, they kind of keep to themselves. I don't see them very often.
That is so true because that's so great, Aubrey. Oh, you're so smart.
I'm so smart.
Describing neighbors. I mean, that happens in speaking part one and part two. Yeah, totally. So a lot of people aren't as open and friendly today. People definitely do keep to themselves more than in the past. So applicable to neighbors. But also, as I was saying that, this is also great when you're asked about technology, right? So like this is a disadvantage of technology is it encourages people to keep to themselves more instead of seeking out a connection with others.
Yes. My daughter was just saying she really hates that whenever she goes to hang out with friends now, everyone just pulls out their phone and keeps to themselves. And she doesn't always have hers or doesn't want to be on it. And it's such a bummer because we're all just on our phones all the time.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
No.
All right. So last phrase, Aubrey, what's the last phrase today?
Yeah. So this one is keep a low profile. And this is really funny when we think about like true crime podcasts. I always hear someone describe someone about this, right? If they say like, he really kept a low profile, it means you don't know much about them. They don't share a lot of personal information, right? So this would be a great way to describe a friend or a family member who is not an open book. They don't share a ton. Be like, they kind of keep a low profile, so I don't really know much about them.
Yeah, but also, I mean, that's even better. They're not an open book.
That's a good one, too.
That idiom is even better, right? For someone who does not share a lot about themselves. That's so true. I do associate to keep a low profile with criminals and famous people. Because so this would be—
because they don't want their face recognized,
yeah, right?
So they're, like, not going out a lot.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you're asked about celebrities and privacy and stuff in Speaking Part 3, so this would be a great idiom to use there, right? You could be like, I understand why some celebrities prefer to keep a low profile. They don't give a lot of interviews. They are not in the press very much because that means they retain more of their privacy if they keep a low profile. So yeah, I think that's perfect for questions about celebrities.
Yes, good point. That's totally how I would be if I were a celebrity. I would keep a super low profile. I wouldn't want anyone to recognize me. We talked about this once in one of our group conversations, and it was so funny to hear how everybody was different. Like, some people want to be recognized and want to be famous, not me.
I don't.
No, yeah, I don't think you do either. We want to be able to, like, no makeup, go to the park, not have anyone taking pictures of us.
The only time I put on makeup is to take videos for you guys.
Right.
No, that's not true, but kind of is. Okay, so anyway, guys, definitely write down these phrases and especially write down the context we gave to you for these phrases so you can practice using them before your next IELTS exam. Guys, today's episode is so fantastic for learning vocabulary, getting ideas for the IELTS speaking test. Don't miss an episode, guys. If this is your first show, thank you for listening. But make sure, guys, to hit subscribe or follow right now wherever you're listening to this podcast. And don't forget, All Ears English is all over social media. So check out All Ears English and IELTS Energy on YouTube.
Yeah, if we're going to put on makeup, right? Then you need to be coming and seeing that to make it worth our effort.
You guys, I did my hair for this today, okay? Like, come on. No. Okay.
You need to come sometime with your hair not done because I feel like it would do really fun things.
Oh, it's too much. Too much hair. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you, Aubrey. I'll see you next week, all right?
All right. See you later. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.